This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns that the 40,000 new cases of coronavirus here in the United States now could turn into 100,000 a day if nothing changes. Fauci also told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday he is cautiously optimistic that some useful vaccine could be available in the foreseeable future. Fauci said a vaccine probably won't be available by the time students are due to start school again later this year. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander stressed the importance of reopening schools and called on President Donald Trump and the public at large to wear masks to help prevent further increase in the spread of COVID-19. The White House is blaming intelligence officials who leaked information about an alleged Russian bounty program in Afghanistan for potentially blowing almost any chances of coming to a consensus on whether the threat was real. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany criticized the what she called rogue intelligence officers for putting the lives of U.S. troops in danger while defending the decision not to brief President Trump on what she described as unverified intelligence. Democratic lawmakers expressed concern about the administration's handling of the intelligence and specifically its inclination to downplay the possible consequences. Meantime, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked the Taliban to uphold their commitment to cease attacks on American soldiers in Afghanistan. Pompeo was told via the Taliban that the deputy leader reassured him that the Taliban would not allow anyone to use Afghanistan to plot attacks against other nations.